Today's Amud is Yevamos Yedzayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Yedzayin Amud Aleph by the beginning of the second parak. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. What's the case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai? Now Rashi explains that this Gemara's question is really going on the first Mishnah of the Masechta. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Masechta had mentioned that Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai patters the Tzara. So the Mishnah is asking, not really what's the case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, but we're asking what's the case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai that patters the Tzara. So before we say the case of that patters the Tzara, what's the case? What's the erva of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai? It's a simple case. You have Reuven. Reuven's married to, we'll call her Mrs. Reuven. And Reuven dies without having any children. And then a brother is born to him. So his wife, in the meantime, before anyone's born, Reuven doesn't have any brothers. So Mrs. Reuven is free to get remarried. There is no Yavam. However, if Levi is then born, so you might think that now Mrs. Reuven falls to Levi. The halacha is not so. The halacha is that she does not fall to Levi. That's called Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'ilamai. That being that Levi wasn't alive in this world at the same time of Reuven, so then Mrs. Reuven does not fall to Yibum to Levi. Now what's the case that Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'ilamai patters the Tzara? That's our Mishnah's question. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'ilamai. What's the case of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'ilamai that she patters the Tzara? So the case is, we just have to add in one more brother. We have Shnei Achim. We have two brothers. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Shimon is married to Mrs. Shimon. They're both married. Umeis Echad Mehen, and one of them dies. Reuven dies. Reuven doesn't have any children. All we have is Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's married to Mrs. Reuven. Shimon's married to Mrs. Shimon, and Reuven dies without having any children. So it's a very simple case of Yibam. And now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam to Shimon. However, what happened is that before Shimon ever went ahead and did Yibam with Mrs. Reuven, before Shimon was Niyabi Mrs. Reuven, V'naylad lahen ach, baby Levi was born. So baby Levi is now born. So now Mrs. Reuven is a Yavama, and she's there, and she's obviously usher to baby Levi, like we already know from before. She's an erva to baby Levi, but Shimon could go ahead, and Shimon's Me'abim her. And so that's taka what happens. V'acher kach yibei masheni es eishes achiv. Shimon goes ahead and he's me'abim eishes achiv. He's me'abim Mrs. Reuven. So now Shimon is married to his previous wife, Mrs. Shimon. And now he's also married to Mrs. Reuven. He was just me'abim Mrs. Reuven. Umeis, and then Shimon dies without having any children. So now, technically speaking, Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon fall to Yibum to baby Levi. So the halacha is that Harishaina Yaitza Misham Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. The first one, meaning Mrs. Reuven. So Mrs. Reuven leaves the house. She's Yaitza Misham Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. She's of course Aser to baby Levi because she's Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. She's the classic Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. When Reuven died, baby Levi wasn't born yet. Baby Levi was only born after Reuven died. So Mrs. Reuven is Aser to him. She's Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. So she for sure goes out. And even also says the Mishnah of Hashnia, the second wife, meaning Mrs. Shimon also goes out Misham Tsarasa because she's the Tsaras Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, and Mamela, both Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon will be pater from Yibam. Now it's important to realize, as we'll see in the Gemara, that the way our Mishnah terms Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon is that Mrs. Reuven is called the Rishaina, she's called the Rishaina, and Mrs. Shimon is called the Shnia. Mrs. Shimon is called the other wife, the Shnia. Now there is a girsa that it's the other way around, that Mrs. Shimon is called the Rishaina and Mrs. Reuven is called the Shnia. And the Gemara is going to address both girsais and show that both of them work. It's just a name game. It doesn't change the halacha, doesn't change the case. It's just a matter of whether or not we call Mrs. Reuven the Rishaina, or do we call her the Shnia? But either way, the halacha is that Mrs. Reuven is Pater out the actual Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai, and Mrs. Shimon is going to be Pater because she is Tzaras Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. Now the Mishnah continues, in the same type of case where we had Reuven and Shimon were the only brothers alive. Reuven's married to Mrs. Reuven, and Shimon is married to Mrs. Shimon, and Reuven dies without having any children, so now Mrs. Reuven becomes the Yavama, and then baby Levi is born. So until now we spoke about a case where after baby Levi was born, Shimon went and he was miyabim Mrs. Reuven. Says the Mishnah, new case now. Let's say asaba maimer umes. Before Shimon ever got the chance to be miyabim Mrs. Reuven, he did maimer, which is what Chazal were misakin, that there's like a kedusha derabanan to do before performing ibum, and that's called maimer. So Shimon goes ahead and he's mekadesh Mrs. Reuven. He's going to perform Yibam, but then he died. He died before he ever performed Yibam. So all he did was Maimer, which is a Kedushin Durabanan. Mida Raisa, it's not Kaina Mrs. Reuven. Mida Raisa, Mrs. Reuven is not considered Shimon's wife. The only way to acquire the only way for Shimon to acquire Mrs. Reuven is if he's miyabim her. By doing maimer midaraisa, it's v'loy klom, it doesn't accomplish anything. But midarabanan, Mrs. Reuven is Shimon's wife. So now, if we want to know what's Mrs. Shimon's status to Levi, now that Shimon dies without having any children, what's Mrs. Shimon's status? So that depends. On a daraisa level, she is Shimon's only wife. On a daraisa level, she's Shimon's only wife. So of course, once Shimon dies, so now she falls to Yibam, to Levi. However, on a darabanan level, Shimon is married to both Mrs. Shimon, and he's also married midrabanan to Mrs. Reuven. And Mrs. Reuven is an erva to Levi. She's Eishas Achiv Shohaya Bailamai. So now, what do we do with Mrs. Shimon? On the Daraisa level, she's Mutta to Levi, but on the Darabanan level, she's Aser. So says the Mishnah, that Shnia Chaylatzes V'loi Misyavemes. This second wife, this Mrs. Shimon, she'll go ahead and she'll perform Chalitza, but not Yivam. She can't do Yivam because midrabanan, she's a Tzaras Erva. We also can't let her go away scot-free because midaraisa, she's just a regular Yavama. So what we do is we tell them to be Chaltzes V'loi Chalatzes V'loi Misyavemes, that he has to do chalitza and not yibam. Says the Gemara now that Amar of Nachman, man detani rishayna loy mishtabesh, man detani shniya loy mishtabesh. Like we mentioned, there's different gersois in our Mishnah. Some refer to Mrs. Reuven as the rishayna, and some refer to Mrs. Reuven as the shniya. And says Rav Nachman that the one who refers to her as the rishayna, like our gersa, the one who refers to her as the rishayna, so he's loy mishtabesh, he's not being mistaken. There is a Havana to call her the Rishayna, but also one who calls her the Shnia, that's also not a mistaken Girsa. There's a Havana to calling her the Shnia. Man detani Rishayna loy mishtabesh, the one who calls her the Rishayna is not mistaken. There's a Havana to that. Why would Mrs. Reuven be called the Rishayna? Because my Rishayna, Rishayna l'nafila. She's called the Rishayna because she's the first one who fell. She already fell once before. Already when Reuven died, Mrs. Reuven fell to Yibam. This is her now already, her second time. So she's Rishayna means that she fell already. The one who fell first. Mrs. Shimon is falling now for the first time. So that's why she's called the Shnia, because she's the second one falling. Mrs. Reuven fell before, so she's called the Rishayna. She's the first one who fell. So forever and ever, Mrs. Reuven is called the Rishayna, the first one, and Mrs. Shimon is called the Shnia. That's what it means. Umanatani Shnia lay mishtabesh, but it's also not mistaken if you want to call Mrs. Reuven the second one, because you could say my Shnia Shnia l'nisuin. It's her second time. She's Shimon's second wife. The reason why Mrs. Reuven might be called the Shnia, she's called the second one, is because she's the second one to marry Shimon. Shimon was already married to Mrs. Shimon, and then Reuven died, and Shimon was miyabe Mrs. Reuven. So Mrs. Reuven is Shimon's second wife. That's why she's called Shnia. Whoever asked the Gemara, then Milay Askina Diibim Va'achar Kach Kanas? Who said, why does our Mishnah have to be discussing a case where Shimon was married to Mrs. Shimon and then afterwards was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven? Our Mishnah could just as easily be talking about a case where Shimon was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven and afterwards he married Mrs. Shimon. Afterwards he took on another wife. Our Mishnah is not limited to be discussing a case where Shimon was married and then he was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. So you can't tell me me that the reason why Mrs. Reuven is called a Shnia is because she's Shimon's second wife. That's completely not muchach, and there's no reason to make an assumption like that. There's no reason to make a new kimta like that, that the case of the Mishnah is where Shimon married Mrs. Reuven second. It could just as easily be a case where Shimon was miyabim Mrs. Reuven before he married Mrs. Shimon. So that can't be a good reason why we would call Mrs. Reuven the Shnia. So Ella says the Gemara, my Shnia, not Shnia Linesuin, but Shnia Binesuin. Not that she's Shimon's second wife, but it's her second marriage. The reason why Mrs. Reuven might be called the Shnia is because she's the second one, it's her second marriage. So being that it's her second marriage, as opposed to Mrs. Shimon, who for all intents and purposes only got married one time, so that's why it would make sense to call Mrs. Reuven the Shnia because of the fact that it's her second marriage. Al kapanim, the halacha of the Mishnah doesn't change. It's just two different ways of how you could be gairis our Mishnah, either calling Mrs. Reuven the first one or Mrs. Reuven the Shnia. Now says the Gemara that Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilama Heicha Ksiva. What's the makar? Where do we know it from that Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilama is Aser? Maybe in a case where Reuven dies without children and then baby Levi is born, so maybe baby Levi is allowed to be Miyabim Mrs. Reuven. Who says otherwise? Who says that there's a problem to be Miyabim Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilama? So I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that Amar Kra, he made a drasha. He quoted Rav as saying the following drasha. That the pasuk says by Yibam, it's the main pasuk by Yibam, it says, Ki yeshvu achim yachtov. It says when there are two brothers, Ki yeshvu achim yachtov, when there are brothers who are around together. So we darshan from this word yeshvu, it says that when they were yeshvu, when they were settled, when the brothers were there and they were settled. It doesn't say when there are brothers. It says ki yeshvu achim. So we darshan from yeshvu, this lashon of that they're settled, shahaisa lahem yeshiva achas ba'ilam. That it has to be the case of Yibam, there's only a chiv of Yibam, in a situation where the two brothers were living in this world at the same time, when they were yeshvu, they had a yeshiva achas ba'ilam, which is coming to exclude the eishes achiv shohaya ba'ilamai, is this case of eishes achiv shohaya ba'ilamai. That since Levi and Reuven weren't alive in this world at the same time, because Levi was only born after Reuven had died, so therefore there is no chiv of Yibam, Mamela, Mrs. Reuven is going to be usher to Levi. If there's no chiv of Yibam, so Mamela, she's going to remain in Eishes Ach, and she's going to be usher to Levi. Now that we mentioned this drasha, so Rav Yehuda Marav continues that what we darshan from Yachtov, because it says Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, Yachtov is extra, so Yachtov, we darshan from Yachtov, Miuchadim Benachla. That Yibam only applies to a case where you have brothers who are yachtav, who are together, means that they yarshin each other. So now what type of brothers yarshin each other? Brothers who share the same father. When it comes to the halachas of Yerusha, so a brother is considered a brother who shares the same father. Prat la'achiv mina'im, which is coming to exclude brothers who only share the same mother. If you have two brothers who have the same mother, but they do not have the same father, so then the halacha is that there is no chiyuv of Yibam. If Reuven and Shimon are brothers only by virtue of the fact that they share the same mother, and Reuven dies without having any children, Shimon is not miyabim Mrs. Reuven in such a case, because Yibam is only when it's yachtov, it's only by brothers who are together, who yarshin each other, which means that they're brothers from the same father, and not if they're just brothers from the same mother. Avad, if they're brothers from the same mother and father, so then there's Yibam, because the Mai said they're brothers for Yerusha. But if they're just brothers from the same mother, so then there is no chiyuv of Yibam. Rabba Amar, Rabba says a different makar for this second halacha. How do we know that Yibam is achiv mina av? How do we know that Yibam is dafka by brothers who share the same father? Yalif achva achva mi bnei Yaakov. We learn it out from a gzeir shava of achva achva. It says over here by Yibam, ki eshu achim yachtav. And it says by the bnei Yaakov, when the shvatim were speaking to Yosef in Mitzrayim, it says, vayomer shneim asar avadecha achim anachnu. They said to Yosef, we're brothers. Now, we darshan from there that mala halon mina av v'loy mina ein. Just like over there by the Bnei Yaakov, by the Shvatim, what made them brothers was that they shared the same father, even though they did not have the same mother. All they had was the same father. So to by Yibum, the Iker is that they have to have the same father. They have to share the same father. That's when you have a Chiv of Yibum, and we learn that out, Achva Achva, from the Shvatim. Now ask the Gemara, once you're doing Zeir Shavas, ask the Gemara and Rabbah, the Leilav Achva Achva Me'arayis. Why don't you learn Achva Achva from the parish of Arayis? By the Arayis it says, Ervas Eishes Achicha. It says that a person, an erva to a person is his eishas achicha, is your brother's wife. Now, when it comes to the arayis, we're going to darshan later on in Hayim and Aleph, Rashi brings that when it comes to the isser of eishas ach, so the isser of eishas ach, of your brother's wife, is whether it's your brother from your father, or even if it's just your brother from your mother. So you see, by the parish of arayis, we consider it your brother, even though they only share the same mother. So why don't we learn out ach v'achva from the arayis, that just like by arayis, a person's considered his brother, even if they just share the same mother. So too by yibam, there's a chi of yibam, even by brothers from a mother. So says the Gemara, dan in achim, me'achim, me'in dan in achim, me'achicha. The reason why we would prefer to learn out from the Bnei Yaakov is because there also it uses the word achim. It says the exact same word that it does by Yibam. By Yibam it says, ki yeshu achim, and by the Shvatim, by the Bnei Yaakov, it says, avadecha achim anachnu. It says also this word achim. As opposed to by the parsha of Arayis, it doesn't say the word achim, it says, ervas eshes achicha. It uses a lashon of achicha, not achim. It says achicha. And therefore, we would prefer to learn out from Bnei Yaakov, which is the exact same word, than to learn out from Arayis, which is a different word. Well, ask the Gemara, since when by Gzeir Shava, do we care if the word is exactly the same or not? My nafkamina, what is the difference if it's the same word or a little bit different? As long as it's the same idea, so then you can make a Gzeir Shava. Hatana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, it's like Rabbi Shmuel taught us, that Veshava Kayin Uba HaKayin, which is psukim that it says by the parsha of Nig, when the Kayin, after he sees if the house has an egg on it, so he comes back after 1 week, he comes back after 2 weeks, without getting into the details, Rabbi Shmuel darshans from there, from these two psukim, Avashava Kayin, Ubaha Kayin, after the first Hesker and after the second Hesker, that Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, that we could darshan Xavier Shava, we could compare the halachas to each other of Avashava Kayin, Ubaha Kayin, because they're both referring to the Kayin going to look at the house, even though that's two completely different words. One is Vashava, and one is Uba. Even though they're completely different words, since it's the same idea, we can make Xerah Shava. And if so, by the parish of Arayis also, even though it's true, it says Achicha, it doesn't use the word Achim, but L'chayr, we can make Xerah Shava. So why do you choose to learn out Achva Achva from Bnei Yaakov? You can learn out Achva Achva from the parish of Arayis, that even a brother from a mother is considered a brother. So says the Gemara, that it's true you could learn out the Gzeir Shava, even when the words are not identical, but hani mili hecha deleka midi dedamile. That's if you don't have a better option, if you have nothing that's very similar. Aval hecha deika midi dedamile, but if you have a different option of learning a Gzeir Shava with a word that's exactly the same, so then midi dedamile alfina. So then of course it's better to learn out from that one. So therefore if we have a choice of learning achva achva from Bnei Yaakov, where it says the exact same word achim, as it does by Yibam, so we would prefer to learn out from Bnei Yaakov than to learn out from Arayis, which is a different word. It says Achicha. I asked the Gemara, okay, but V'leilav Achva Achva mi light. Why don't we learn out Achva Achva from light, that a person's miyabe, not his brother, but that maybe the parish of Yibam was said about a person's uncle. Maybe the whole parish of Yibam is not really discussing a brother. Maybe it's discussing an uncle when his wife dies. So there's Yibam. So the Dichsev, and where do we find by light that he uses the word Achim? Because it says over there, it says, Ki Anashim Achim Anachnu, that Avram Avinu said to light that we're brothers, even though it was his uncle. So, and he called them we're brothers. So maybe we should learn out from there, and it's the exact same word achim, we should learn out achim achim, we should learn out achva achva from Avram and Lot, that there's Yibam is by an uncle. So says the Gemara, no, mistavra mi bnei Yaakov havalila melaf. If we have a choice of learning from Lot or learning from Bnei Yaakov, it makes more sense to learn out from the Bnei Yaakov, mishum de mufni, The reason is because it's an extra word. By the Bnei Yaakov, there's an extra word. Midahavli lemichtav shnei maser avadecha bnei avinu. The whole word achim was completely extra. We didn't need the word achim. The brothers could have just told Yosef that shnei maser avadecha bnei avinu. The pasuk at least could have recorded it that the brothers said over that your servants were 12, where the bnei avinu were the sons of the same father. Uksiv achim, and it says this extra word achim. They already mentioned that were Bnei Avinu, that were the sons of the same father. Why do they have to mention this extra word, Achim? Shema mina lafnuye, it must be to make it extra to learn out this Gzeirah Shava. So it's true, you could have learned out Achva Achva from light, but we'd rather learn out from Bnei Akiv because over there we have an extra word. So Al Kapanim, it comes down in the end of the day. The Gemara was first looking for a Makar. How do we know the Patur of Eishes Achiv Shohayah by Lamai? The Gemara finds the Makar, it's from Yeshvu. Once we mention that Rasha, the Gemara then says, how do we know that Yibum is by brothers from a father? So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says it's from Yachtov. And we had a Rabba who gave a different Rasha. Rabba said we learn out Achva Achva from Bnei Yaakov. So two different Rashas of where we know that Yibum is by brothers from the same father. Either from Yachtov or from Achim Achim. From Achva Achva from Bnei Yaakov. Now, says the Gemara, even though it seems to be a machlaikis, the truth is that we need both. Ve'itzchach lamichtav Achim, ve'itzchach lamichtav Yachtav. We need both drushas. We need both the drusha of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, who learned it out from Yachdav, and we also need the drusha of Rabba, who learned it out from Achva Achva. Dikas of Rachmana Achim, if it was just for the drusha for the Gzeir Shava of Achva Achva from Bnei Yaakov, if it was just for Rabba's drusha, so Hava Amina Leilif Achva Achva Mi Light. I could have said, okay, Achva Achva, so learn out from light. Now, what do you mean? You'll tell me, V'chitemo Lei Mufni, maybe you'll tell me that no, by light, it's not extra. And by Bnei Yaakov, it's extra. So that's why I learned it out from Bnei Yaakov and not from light. Says the Gemara, lie. It's true. The truth is that's not true. The truth lie. The truth is afnuye mafne. Also by light, there's an extra word. Midahavale lemichtav reyim. Avraham Avinu didn't have to say that we're achim. He could have just said that we're reyim, that we're friends. Uksiv achim. And he says this lashon of achim. So he used a strange word. So that's also called mufna. The fact that he used a strange word, so Shema Mina Lafnuye, so it must be that's coming to make it Mufni, and therefore we could just as easily learn out from light than we could learn from then learning from the Bnei Yaakov, and therefore the drash of Achim Achim by itself would not have sufficed, and Kasev Rachmana Yachtov, which is why we need the drash of Yachtov, which teaches us Hamiyuchad Benachla. It has to be that they're brothers from the same father, and that they yarshin each other. It has to be Miyuchad Benachla. Now, Vikasev Rachmana Yachtov, but also if the Torah would have just told us this extra word of Yachtav and Darshan Yam Yuchad Ben Achla, so Hava Amina, or just this extra word of Yachtav, if it was just for the Torah's extra word of Yachtav, I wouldn't necessarily know that we're talking about brothers just from the same father. Hava Amina Demi Yachdi Ba'aba Ubi Ima. I could have thought to say, you know why the Torah says Yachtav? It's coming to teach us that Yibum is only when you have brothers who are mamish together, which means that they share the same father and also the same mother. I might have thought it's only by full brothers, that's when you have a chiyuv of yibum. And therefore, tzricha, that's why I need the drash of achva achva from Bnei Yaakov, and that shows us that no, even though the shvatim weren't full brothers, they were only half brothers, they shared the same father, but not the same mothers, even still there's a chiyuv of yibum, so that's why really I need both drashas. Now the Gemara said that if it was only for the word yachtav, so I could have thought that what does it mean yachtav? It means that they have to be full brothers, both from the father and the mother. Ask the Gemara, v'amehecha tesi? Why would you think that by Yibam you need them to be full brothers? Yibam benachla talu rachmana. Yibam is talu yenachla, benachla mina'av. And we see that the right when the Yavam, when he's miyabim the Yavama, so the halacha is that he takes over his brother's estate. So you see that he yarshins his brother. So being that he's yarshining his brother, Yibam benachla talu rachmana, benachla mina'av. And we know that nachla is something which is dependent on being brothers from the same father, v'lay mina'im. Shini. It's nothing to do with sharing the same mother. So why would I think that we care that the Torah has a hakpada that they should be brothers who also share the same mother? The Torah, the Gemara said that if it was just for Yachdav, I would have thought that Yibam is only by full brothers, only when they share the same father and also the same mother. Ask the Gemara, why would you think that? Why would I care about them sharing the same mother if all I care about is Nachla? All I care about is that they share the same father. So why would I throw in this extra tonight that they also have to be brothers and the same mother? So says the Gemara, itzrech, you need it, because Salka Daito Chamina, I could have thought to say that Hayal v'chidishu, since this whole idea of Yibam is a tremendous chidish, to kamishteri erva gabe, you're really being matter an erva of Eishes Ach to the Yavam, so it's a tremendous chidish, so ima ad miyachni ba'abu b'ima. So that's why I could have thought that there only is the chiv of Yibam if they're mamish full brothers, the Rashba explains, because then at least they're more brothers, they're closer related than if they would just be brothers from the same father. In order to lessen the chiddush, and we know Yibam is about being miyavim, a close family member, his wife, so in order to lessen the chiddush, I would have thought to say that yachdav means that they have to be full brothers, that if they have to share the same father and the same mother, and therefore that's why I would have darshan yachdav like that, and that's why ultimately tzricha, that's why I need achim, I need the gzeir shav of ach v'ach from bnei yachdav to teach us that no, even if they're not full brothers. As an aside, of Zilberstein and Chashuk Echemen over here proves some Gemara from the Rashba, really. The Rashba explains the Gemara that the reason why I would have thought you needed to be, since it's a chiddush, I would have thought that you need brothers that share the same father and mother. The Rashba explains is because then it makes them closer related, more closely related than if they would just be brothers from the same father. Rav Zilberstein proves from this Rashba that you see full brothers are more closely related than half brothers. Now, could have said that misfara, but the Maisi of a Rashba that says at Lehedya, that somebody who's his brother from his father and his mother is a closer relative than someone who's his brother from just his father. Nafkamina, when it comes to different dinei tzedakah, a person's supposed to give his closer family members first, so a full brother is considered a closer relative than a half brother. Okay, it's a little bit early on the Amud, but we'll stop it here because the next sugya really goes on for a while, so we'll hold it here.